Title: Old School Mid Bass Color Session with Chopped Vinyl Character in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome in. In this session, we're building an old school flavored mid bass that feels like it was sampled off a dusty 12 inch, then chopped up and re-triggered like classic jungle and early drum and bass. But we're doing it inside Ableton Live 12 with a modern workflow, so it's fast to write, fast to arrange, and still hits with that gritty, printed attitude. Important framing before we touch anything. This is not your sub. The sub stays clean, stable, and separate. Everything vinyl, everything warbly, everything crunchy lives in the mid layer. Think 100 to 800 Hz as the main storytelling zone, sometimes reaching up into the low kilohertz for presence, but we're not trying to make a modern hi-fi bass. We're trying to make something that sounds like it already lived a life before it entered your project. Here's what we're building. A two-part mid bass system. Part 1 is a MIDI mid bass instrument, stable and easy to write riffs with. Part 2 is the resampled audio version that we slice up, re-trigger and swing, so it behaves like a sampler chop performance. Let's set the session up in a drum and bass friendly way. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 keeps us right in that rolling pocket. Open the groove pool and grab a subtle swing. MPC 16 Swing 57 is a good starting point, or anything in that 54 to 58 range. Now routing plan. Keep it clean. One track for SUB, separate and clean. One track for MID bass, MIDI. That's our generator. One track for mid bass resample, audio. That's where we print and slice. Then group the sub and mid into a bass bus later, for glue and safety. This separation is an advanced habit that saves you hours. If your vinyl grime touches the sub, your low end gets unstable and weak, especially on a big system. Now let's build the clean mid generator. Create a new MIDI track and name it MID Bass MIDI. Our stock device chain is wave-eatable into saturator into auto filter. Optionally roar if you want extra controlled aggression. Then EQ8. Then a compressor with sidechain from your kick and snare or your drums bus. Dart and wave-eatable. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes and choose square. If you want more buzz, you can go saw later, but square is a great old-school anchor. Turn on a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Keep detune low, around 10 to 20%. We want thickness, not a huge modern wide super saw vibe. Oscillator 2 is optional, but it's useful for body. Try a sine or triangle. If you pitch it down an octave or two, do it carefully, because remember, we're not building the sub here. You can use it for weight, but keep the real sub elsewhere. On the wave-eatable filter, choose something with character, like MS2 or PRD style. Start the cutoff somewhere between 250 and 600 Hz. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then give the filter envelope just a little movement, like 10 to 25% amount. That's how you get that stab that still rolls feel. A defined hit, then a quick settle. For the amp envelope, keep the attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain low or even zero, depending on how stabby you want it. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click off unnaturally, especially when we start re-triggering. Now we add bite, and this is one of the big sample cheats, bandpass. Drop a saturator after wave-eatable. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere like 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. You're aiming for speaker-ish bite, like it's been pushed through a mixer input a little too hard. Then add auto filter. Set it to band pass, 12 dB slope. Set the frequency somewhere in the 250 Hz to 1.2K range. Don't overthink it yet. We'll move it later. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.4 gives it that focused, sample window tone. Add a little drive, like 1 to 3. Teacher note. Bandpass is the secret sauce because it automatically removes the sub and the airy top. That's exactly what happens when you sample from vinyl, through a mixer, into a sampler, and then back out again. Even if you didn't intend it, the chain forces a bandwidth, so if you skip band limiting, it will instantly sound too modern. Now we want vinyl instability, but the key word is subtle. If you do obvious LFO wobble, it turns into a synth trick. We want something that sounds printed, in wave-eatable. At a very light pitch drift, map an LFO to OSC 1 pitch. Tiny range, plus or minus 3 to 10 cents. Max, rate around 0.2 to 0.8 Hz. Sine works, or random sample and hold with smoothing if you want it to feel less predictable. If you prefer centralized modulation, you can use Live 12 MIDI modulators like LFO and map it to wave-eatable global pitch, again with a tiny range. Then add record wobble in a way that feels human, Manually automate the auto filter frequency in imperfect arcs, not perfectly synced. Think of it like writing an isolator knob on a DJ mixer. Slow moves over 1 to 4 bars, with little inconsistencies. Your hand is often better than an LFO here. Now, quick sampler era decision, because it changes the whole vibe. If you're going early Akai or Emuish, go tighter bandwidth, mild saturation, and slightly flattened transients. If you're going more DAT to mixer era, you can keep a bit more top, use less bit reduction, and lean more on analog clip style drive. Next, print to audio. Commit like it's 1996. Create an audio track called MID Bass Resample Audio. Set audio from to the MID Bass MIDI track. Arm the audio track, and record 8 or 16 bars while you actively perform the tone. And I mean perform it. Don't just loop it. Ride the filter cutoff. Make little imperfect moves. Change drive in small steps rather than perfectly smooth automation, because gain staging on old gear often feels like clicks and plateaus, not buttery curves. Do multiple passes. I do at least 3. One pass that's more open. One that's more band limited and darker. One that's more driven or fuzzed. If you want to move fast later, consolidate each pass and name them like sampler banks. A open, B dark, C fuzz, D wobble. That naming alone will speed up arrangement decisions, because you'll be switching banks instead of endlessly tweaking. Before slicing, here's a pro consistency move. If the transients across the recording are inconsistent, simpler retriggers can feel random. Some slices will smack and some will smear. So you can add a very light glue compressor on the MIDI chain before printing, just kissing it, like 0.5 to 1.5 dB of gain reduction, to unify the attack. Or a drum bus with transient slightly negative, just rounding peaks. Not heavy, we're not flattening the life out of it. Now the fun part. Chopped final behavior with simpler. Take your recorded audio clip and drag it into simpler on the resample track. Set simpler to slice mode. Choose transient slicing, then adjust sensitivity until the slices land on meaningful hits. Set playback to trigger for that classic retrigger feel. Leave gate off unless you specifically want the note length to hard control the slice length. At this point, you can literally play your audio like an instrument. And this is where the jungle language happens. Offbeat stabs, little triplet teases, syncopated pushes that talk to the drums instead of fighting them. Now we tone shape it to feel like a vinyl sampler, not a clean Ableton slice. After simpler, add redux but lightly. Downsample around 2 to 8 for subtle grain. If you use bit reduction, keep it modest, like 6 to 12 bits. If you go too hard, it turns into game console, not vinyl. Then add EQ8 for band limiting. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz since it's mid layer and we're staying out of sub territory. Low pass around 6 to 10k. This is a huge part of the illusion. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 300 to 450. Then add drum bus for smack and hair. Drive anywhere from 5 to 20 depending on how aggressive your print is. Crunch around 5 to 15. Turn boom off or keep it extremely low, because again, sub is separate. Use damp to keep the top from getting too modern. Optional, if you want actual vinyl noise, don't just slap reverb on it. Keep it intentional. Either layer a quiet noise track, like operator's noise oscillator filtered and very low, or use a vinyl noise sample. And if you do, sidechain that noise so it ducks under drums. That way it feels like texture, not a blanket. Now, timing. Timing is most of the vibe. Apply a groove to the MIDI clip that triggers your simpler slices. Start with timing at 20 to 40, velocity at 5 to 20, and a little random, like 2 to 8. If it's working, commit it. Here's an advanced micro offset trick that makes it feel lifted sample real. Nudge a few notes slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds, to create urgency. Nudge others slightly late, plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds, for drag. But keep a pattern. Think drummer feel, not chaos. Another advanced move. Use two grooves. Put your call stabs in one MIDI clip and your answer stabs in another, and apply slightly different groove amounts. The tiny mismatch makes it feel like different chop sources, like you sampled from two different moments. Now let's arrange it like a rolling drum and bass drop, with switch-ups. Here's a 32-bar blueprint, bars 1 to 8, core riff, simple call and response. Bars 9 to 16, introduce a second slice pattern and slightly open the filter. Bars 17 to 24, switch to a different resample pass, like B dark or C fuzz. Bars 25 to 32, add a turnaround every 4 bars. And you can do that without new notes. Switch slice selection, change band center, or adjust drive. Key habit, Leave air for drums. The mid-bass should speak in the gaps between kicks and snares. If you fill every 16th note, it stops feeling old school and starts feeling like a wall. For arrangement spice, jukebank switches on drum landmarks. Switch right on the first snare of bar 9, 17, or 25, or right before a fill. The listener hears it like a DJ dropped a new layer. Also, try one bar mute edits. Every 8 bars, remove one obvious hit and let drums carry. That silence makes the next stab feel twice as heavy. Now we glue and protect it on the bass bus. Group SUB and both mid tracks into a bass bus. On the bus, at EQ 8 and gently high pass at 20 to 30 Hz, just cleaning junk. Add glue compressor, subtle, 3 millisecond attack. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter, safety only, catching peaks, 1 to 2 dB max. Keep the vinyl chops dynamic. If you overlimit, the illusion disappears, because old sample chops breathe. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't put warble on the sub, ever, unless you're doing a special effect and you know what it's doing to your low end. Don't overdo redux. Too much becomes chiptune, not sample jungle. Don't skip band limiting. That's what makes it read as sampled. Don't make chops too dense. It'll fight drums. And don't perfectly quantize. Perfect grid timing kills the groove immediately.